Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Tan Chung Han and myself, Shoa Kutin. And now we have on the line Alan Tan, chief economist with Affin Hwang Asset Management.
Good morning, Alan. So we've had quite a few economic prints this week. On Monday, July 3rd, we had the Nikkei Malaysia Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, PMI. June's reading, though, saw a record low of 46.9. What does that tell you about the state of the domestic manufacturing sector?
Okay, thanks for having me. First of all, I just want to say that the PMI numbers that came in at 46.9%, 46.9, this is surprisingly low, especially when we are seeing pretty good so-called exports numbers in the month of May. And similarly, we think that the exports trends will likely continue going into June, possibly in the second half of 2017. Here, the indicators on the global front basically shows a pretty decent economic growth in the advanced economy. And this is also reflected in the global PMI numbers, which continue to sustain at a pretty high level. So therefore, we think that with the China economy doing well, we think that there could be a reversal in Malaysia's PMI going into the month of July. And similarly, we expect some improvement, especially in the month of July and going into the second half of 2017. And therefore, we think that Malaysia's GDP growth numbers in the second quarter, which will be supportive, especially from drivers like exports and also domestic demand, will continue in the second half of 2017. So the PMI numbers, while it is a sentiment index, we think that there could be some disconnect between the market's manufacturing PMI and also the Malaysians' industrial production, manufacturing production. So therefore, we think that the PMI numbers in Malaysia should recover going into the month of July.
Now, on one hand, one of the takeaways from Monday's PMI numbers was that sentiment among the players in the manufacturing space. They are seeing a rebound. They seem to be pretty optimistic about what the second half will bring. Now, as you mentioned, there appears to be a disconnect there. So perhaps what will be the risks to that rather bullish sentiment for the second half of this year?
Okay. Obviously, we know that Malaysia, being a very open economy, highly reliant on trade. The headwinds, I think, facing domestic economy will be from the external front, especially when we look at the economic growth in the U.S. First quarter came in below expectation. So the U.S. economy in the quarters ahead may slow a little. But however, having said that, when we look around in the in Europe area, China, and similarly Japan, we continue to see pretty decent good numbers coming from the other advanced economy. And similarly, having said that, even though U.S. economy is showing some signs of slowing down, but yet we think that it will still be in the range of 2 to 2.3% this year, which is slightly better than 2016. Having said that, Malaysia has also benefited from a healthy semiconductors sales segment, where if you look at the global semiconductor sales numbers over the last few months, it has remained relatively strong. So this has basically translated into better export numbers for Malaysia, especially in the exports of electronics. And to add on that, when we look at the trade statistics coming from China, it is showing that Malaysia's exports to China continue to remain relatively resilient in the month of May. So therefore, we think that later this afternoon, when the Department of Statistics publish the export numbers for Malaysia, we will continue to see very good numbers for the month of May. And it will likely pick up from the 20.6% year-on-year level in the month of April, possibly to around 26 or 27% in May. So therefore, we think that with exports continue to show signs of sustained growth, the PMI numbers should continue to, you know, maybe see some reversal in the months ahead.
All right, sure. Now, that's on the external side, though, but also much has been made about the state of domestic demand underpinning Malaysia's economic growth. You know, so, you know, coupled with the rebound in external trade, what are your expectations for Malaysia's GDP for all of 2017?
Okay. Judging from the first quarter GDP numbers, where it came in at a strong growth of 5.6%, we believe that the second quarter GDP growth will sustain above 5%. Currently, our forecast is 5.2%, but we believe that with the strong exports numbers, as well as the production numbers coming in for May and possibly June, we may see a GDP growth higher than you know, our current expectation of 5.2%. So therefore, even though we are looking at the full year GDP growth of about 4.8%, this year, we think that with better numbers coming in the first half of this year, the average growth for 2017 will be closer to 5%. And we believe that the growth momentum will likely continue even into 2018. If you look at some of the so-called data coming out from IMF and also World Bank, they are also consistent with this view, where they are expecting global growth to improve in 2017 and possibly, you know, heading into 2018.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.